We were doing the laws of Birkat Kohanim. We said there's a biblical mitzvah for Kohanim to bless Am Yisrael when they are called upon. When the Chazan says Kohanim, what happens if a Kohen is too weak or too old and he cannot go up to bless? So then he should leave the shul when the Shaliach Tzibur calls out Kohanim. And that way he was not called upon to bless the Jewish people, so he's not in transgression of the biblical mitzvah. Now technically he could return right away, but the custom is that they do not return till the conclusion of the blessing, because if they were to stand present while other Kohanim are blessing and they're standing silent, people might say, you know why he's not going up to the Duchen? His father married a divorcee, he's not a kosher Kohen. He's not going up to the Duchen, there must be something wrong in the family. So that's why the custom is that Kohanim don't re-enter the shul till the conclusion of the blessing, so no one will notice that they are not partaking of blessing the congregation. Let's say a Kohen is perfectly healthy and he just leaves the shul and then he doesn't go up to bless the people. So that's a sin. That's not right. The Torah tells us, "Va'avarcham evarchecha." I will bless those who bless you, God says to the Jewish people. So when Kohanim bless us, they too get blessed. And a Kohen that forgoes blessing us, forgoes the mitzvah and also forgoes the blessing that he himself would get.